Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, October 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter at 685, December wheat down 2 1/4 cents at 832 and a half, and January beans up 12 cents at 1402 and a quarter. The beans led the way up with bean oil up 70 ticks. The domestic crush margins are very strong and the oil is leading the way here. Part of the problem is the dry weather in Argentina, but part of the weather is the low levels of the Mississippi River. Now, NBC News this morning had a big story on the drought and the record low levels of the Mississippi. Generally, by the time the mainstream media gets the news, it's usually about over. We had good rains in the last 24 hours, and that should help some of the river levels out there. We remain too dry in Argentina. They're expecting 1 to 3 inches of rain in different parts of the country, so we'll have to see what kind of totals and where they get those rains. Probably the big story this morning is Ukraine may have found a mine in the Black Sea. They're investigating to see if it is a mine, if it's something new, something old. You know, is it a log in the water? They're waiting to see. But if there is a problem there, that's going to really shake things up, and I would imagine we'd see some stronger corn and wheat prices because of it. The beans are going to stay strong as long as these crush margins are strong. If we start seeing the river open up, we get better flow through the river. I think it'll certainly help the prices. There's demand out there if they can get the beans, so we'll have to see about that. The outside markets, the dollar is weak again, down 60 ticks. It's down to 110.22. It's been 50 ticks lower. We've come back some. The crude oil is up another 78 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open 73 lower. The bonds another point higher. So overall, that should be a little bit helpful for the grains here this morning. But if the Dow Jones decides to give back some of the 3,000-point gains they've made, that could put a little bit of pressure on the grains out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.